Good afternoon and evening. It's 6 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And yes, this is Celtic Dusk, but considering what the loft just gave us, we're going to play an extended dance remix and tell you why.
It's better than ever, street. hear you.
Now whistling winds and slaughtering guns bring autumn's pleasant weather. The moorcock springs on bring wings of mine, the blooming heather. Now waving green wild o'er the plain, delights the weary farmer, and the moon shines bright when I rode at night to muse upon my charmer. Partridge loves the fruitful fells, plover loves the mountains, the woodcock haunts the lonely dells, the soaring hare the fountains. Through lofty groves the cushat roves, path of man to shun it, the hazel bush o'erhangs the thrush, the spreading thorn, the linnet. Thus every kind their pleasure find, the savage and the tender. Some social join and leagues combine, some solitary wander. Upon to weigh the cruel sway, tyrannic man's dominion, the sportsman's joy, the murdering cry, fluttering gory pinion. But Peggy dear, the evening's clear, swift flies the skimming swallow, the sky is blue, the fields in view, all fading green and yellow. Come, let us stray our gladsome way and view the charms of nature, the rustling corn, the fruit and thorn, and every happy creature. We'll gently walk and sweetly talk till the silent moon shine clearly. I'll grasp thy waist and fondly breast, swear how I love thee dearly. Not vernal showers to budding flowers, not autumn to the farmer, so dear can be as thou to me, my fair, my lovely charmer.
I come like a comet newborn, like the sun that arises at morning. I come like the furious tempest that follows the thunderclouds' warning. I come like the fiery lava from cloud-covered mountains volcanic. I come like a storm from the north that the oceans awake to invade. I come because tyranny planted my seed in the hot desert sand. I come because masters have kindled my fury with every command. I come because man cannot murder the life-giving seed in his veins. I come because liberty cannot forever be fettered by chains. I come because tyrants imagine that mankind is only the throne. I come because peace has been nourished by bullets and cannon alone. I come because one world is two and we face one another with rage. I come because gods have been boasted to keep out the hope of the age. Times the oppressed have awaked me and called me to lead them. I guided them out of enslavement and brought them to high roads of freedom. I marched at the head of their legions and hailed the new world at its birth. And now I shall march with the peoples until they unfetter the earth. And you, all your sanctified money bags, bandits anointed and crowned, your counterfeit towers of justice and ethics will crash to the ground. I'll send my good sword to your hearts that have drained the world's blood in their lust, and smash all your crowns and your scepters, trample them into the dust. I'll rip off your rich purple garments and tear them to rags and to shreds, and never again will their glitter be able to turn people's heads. At last your cold world will be robbed of its proud to the critical blow, for we shall dissolve it as surely as sunlight dissolves the deep snow. Break down your cobweb morality, shatter the old chain of lies, and catch all your black-hooded preachers and choke them as though they were flies. I'll put a quick end to your heavens, your gods that are deaf to all prayers. I'll scatter your futile old spirits and clean up the earth and the air. And though you may choke me and shoot me and hang me, your toil is in vain. No dungeon, no gallows can scare me, nor will I be frightened by pain. Each time I'll rise from the earth and break through all your weapons of doom, until you are finished forever, until you are dust in the tomb.
Good evening. By all means, you should appreciate these last sun-splashed days. We're no longer seeing the sun until 8 o'clock at night before it goes down. We won't see that again until May. But this week we gained a reprieve from the hot and the heat. Momentarily. Of course, the weather people have said that it is coming back starting Sunday, and then several days into the 90s. We're not sure if we're going to get another heat wave, which means we'd have 3 days in the 90s, but it's not going to be great weather, so enjoy the weekend while you can. We heard a couple of songs from Dick Gaughan. And before Dick, we started off with Aretha Franklin. And you're probably wondering, what does she have to do with Celtic music? Well, that's not a particularly Celtic song, but it's a great slammin' dance rendition. That's Aretha's Freeway of Love from Who's Zoomin' Who. And we lost her just about a year ago, and Michigan is renaming a stretch of State Road M10 in her honor, so it's going to be the Aretha Franklin Highway. So, Freeway of Love, honoring Aretha. Now, what about Dick Gaughan? Well, we just heard Revolution, which was a poem that he found in a book, American Labor Songs of the 19th Century, by a gentleman by the name of Joseph Bovshover. And it really cried out for a tune, which he provided. Some of the people who played on this, you may recognize the bass player is Dave Pegg. And the second vocal is Judy Sweeney here. And the tune was written by Dick to accompany the poetry. And then that was the Revolution. And before that was Westland Winds. I think it goes back to Robbie Burns, and other people might know more than I do, but who knows? And that's from an earlier Dick Gaughan album called Live in Edinburgh. Copied over here in 1985 by Sliced Bread Recordings. And we're going to hear one more from Dick. This is him covering a Leon Russellson tune. They all sang Russell songs. Yes, indeed they did, because they're so good. And why you should pay attention to Dick Gaughan is, well, he's one of my favorite artists. I heard him on the Boys of the Lock first album, and I was like, who is this guy? He's awfully good, and I wonder if I can track down more of his stuff. And so, yeah, I've got about 10 or 12 CDs. And there are some new ones being released by Green Tracks Recordings. And Dick can no longer tour. He did have a stroke a couple of years ago. And if you buy the Green Tracks recording of a concert that was unearthed right here, I believe back in 1962 in Cambridge. So you will be, all money raised goes to Dick, and I'm sure he'll be very grateful. So here we are with Dick covering a Leon Russellson tune.
The Romans were the masters when Jesus walked the land. In Judea and in Galilee they ruled with an iron hand. And the poor were sick with hunger, and the rich were clothed in splendor. And the rebels, whipped and crucified, hung rotting as a warning.
And Jesus knew the answer, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, said love your enemies. But Judas was a zealot and he wanted to be free. Resist, he said, the Romans' tyranny. Now Jesus was a conjurer and miracles were his game. And he fed the hungry thousands and they glorified his name. He cured the lame and the lepers and he calmed the wind and the weather. And the wretched flocked to touch him so their troubles would be taken. And Jesus knew the answer. All you who labor, all you who suffer, only believe in me. But Judas sought a world where no one starved or begged for bread. The poor are always with us, Jesus said. So stand up for Judas and the cause that Judas served. It was Jesus who betrayed the poor with his word. Now Jesus sowed division where none had been before. Not the slave against the master, but the poor against the poor. Set son to rise up against father, and brother to fight against brother. For he that is not with me is against me, was his teaching. Said Jesus, I am the answer. You unbelievers shall burn forever, shall die in your sins. Not sheep and goats, said Judas, but together we may dare shake off the chains of tyranny we share. So stand up for Judas and the cause that Judas served. It was Jesus who betrayed the poor with his word. Jesus stood upon the mountain with a distance in his eyes. I am the way, the life, he cried, the light that never dies. So renounce all earthly treasures and pray to your heavenly Father. And he pacified the hopeless with the hope of life eternal. Said Jesus, I am the answer. And you hunger, only remember your rewards in heaven. So Jesus preached the other world, but Judas wanted this, and he betrayed his master with a kiss. So stand up for Judas and the cause that Judas served. It was Jesus who betrayed the poor with his word. By sword and gun and crucifix, Christ's gospel has been spread. 2,000 cruel years have shown the way that Jesus led. The heretics burned in torture, and the butcher and bloody crusaders. The bombs and rockets sanctified that rained down death from heaven. They followed Jesus, they knew the answer. All unbelievers must be believers, or else be broken. So place no trust in saviors, Judas said, for everyone must be to his or her own self a son.
Where hast thou been sin I sour thee? On Ilkla Moorbatat. Where hast thou been sin I saw thee? Where hast thou been sin I saw thee? On Ilkla Moorbatat, on Ilkla Moorbatat, on ill clamour batat. Thou've been a courtin' Mary Jane, on ill clamour batat. Thou've been a courtin' Mary Jane, thou've been a courtin' Mary Jane, on ill clamour batat, on ill clamour batat, on ill clamour batat. Thou'll go and catch thy death a cowled, on ill clamour batat. Thou'll go and catch thy death a cowled, thou'll go and catch thy death a cowled, on ill clamour batat, on ill clamour batat, on ill clamour batat. Then us'll have to bury thee, on ill clamour batat. Then us'll have to bury thee, then us'll have to bury thee, on ill clamour batat, on ill clamour batat, on ill clamour batat. Then t'worms are coming at thee up, on ill clamour batat. Then t'worms are coming at thee up, then t'worms are coming at thee up, on ill clamour batat, on ill clamour batat, on ill clamour batat. Then ducks will come a net up to worms, on ill clamour batat. Then ducks will come a net up to worms, then ducks will come a net up to worms, on ill clamour batat, on ill clamour batat, on ill clamour batat. Then us'll come a net up to ducks, on ill clamour batat. Then us'll come a net up to ducks, then us'll come a net up to ducks, on ill clamour batat, on ill clamour batat, on ill clamour batat. Then us'll have our Owen back, on ill clamour batat. Then us'll have our Owen back, then us'll have our Owen back, on ill clamour batat, on ill clamour batat, on ill clamour batat.
Bringing unknown offering, something we should try. Was he a monster or a martyr? Depends on who he is. But once it's done, you can't take it back. How can I keep my mind open if my eyes are closed? It's hard to hide the hate when there's no love to show. How can I nail a man up for the color of his skin? Knock him down, make him pay. My father's sin, and I am starting to see we are all the color of the scars that we keep. I'll show you when you're older, my father always said, but he never did get old enough for that. Every Sunday afternoon, denim shirt, cowboy hat, out in the sun. an X. There's a tool for every job and a job for every man. Be careful what you put in your hands. How can I keep my mind open if my eyes are closed? It's hard to hide the hate when there's no love to show. I cannot nail a man up for color of his skin. Knock him down, make him pay for my father's sin. And I am starting to see we are all the color of the scars that we
just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is Nate Bowman from Cal State Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
Ochon, Aaron. O'Shaig to the Graw, Gahaig. O chuatú le gúra de lanon si ma náire hílta. Agus o chuat a chrí a wúra racham é fain gail nú sa má mar na chalám cuidachta ná gílta.
Lost us, go hidden, Daddy, dear, Daddy dear, oh, paru sampranidli, ismalilmalo babo. Alleluaini, alleluaini, ach, daddy dear, oh, paru sampranidli, ismalilmalo babo. Alleluaini, alleluaini, ach, daddy dear, oh. Paro sampla diddly, ismalil maloa babo. Alleluaini, alleluaini, ach teddy diero. Paro sampla diddly, ismalil maloa babo. Alleluaini, alleluaini, ach teddy diero. Paro sampla diddly, ismalil maloa babo.
And that was Oren Bagra, which was a super group there that was put together to set to music and compose some Gaelic pieces that might be lost. And that particular one is actually not an ancient piece. It's an Irish Gaelic Lay of the Hunting, composed for the 21st century, it says. And the reason why I find that mildly amusing is that the former Dublin Lord Mayor, Michael McDonough, was also banned from Israel. So the two American congresswomen are not the first foreign politicians to be denied entry to Israel. But wait, there's more. So last year, they blacklisted him. He was the Dublin mayor then, over his support for sanctions against Israel, according to the Jerusalem Post. He's a Sinn Féin politician and part of the Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign, which circulates a guide of products made in Israel that it urges supporters to avoid. Jerusalem Post reported that ahead of McDonough's planned visit in April of 2018, Israeli leaders ordered immigration officials to stop him if he tried to travel to Ramallah for a Palestinian solidarity conference. It emerged that officials had mistakenly put Ard Mira, which means Lord Mayor, as his first name on their watch list, the Irish language version of his title. Aryaderi, the Israeli interior minister, wrote on his Twitter account that McDonough would be stopped and sent home when his plane landed, claiming that the mayor of Dublin wants to enter Israel so that he can incite against us. He will not enter. But the problem is, with the mistaken Irish language, a spelling of his name allowed him to enter. And he confirmed via Twitter that he had made it to Ramallah, a development that incensed President Netanyahu at the time. As McDonough departed, Israeli officials made him sign a document saying he would seek permission before attempting to enter the country again. In December, he was a principal speaker at a demonstration organized by the Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign in front of the U.S. Embassy in Dublin, following President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. So there you have it, folks. Once again, people come a cropper on the Gaelic language. Turning now to a more interesting thing, that Robert McFarlane, the British writer who's written about Lost Ways, and last year published a piece, quite a substantial book actually, called The Lost Words. And this was a series of poems that he set with words that were being lost from the language about ways to reach nature. And this was all some folks needed. So here we go with a piece from the Lost Words Spell Song.
selkie boy, come join your kin. Eager your kind are to meet you. As salt sets its seal on your silky skin, let greasy
I'm
And that was a wee Banjo 3 from their Roots to Rise album, live version. And if you want to see them, you'd better get in.